Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glad you're standing. Because I came today to praise the Lord. I said, I didn't come to see what you got on. I didn't come to see how you look. I didn't see what you dress. I came to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, so when it sounded this morning, it's my season. I stood the test. I'm waiting on God. Hallelujah. God is moving by his spirit. I want to tell you, God is God, and there can't be nobody like him. I'm just praising the Lord. I just thank him. I'm sitting there, Lord. I said, Lord, you help us today. In Jesus' name, come on and get real. Come on here. Oh, you need to just get real. If you love God, just go ahead and tell him how much you love him. Go ahead and say, I love you, Lord. He loves to hear it. Say, I bless you. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, yes. Somebody want to praise him this morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But don't you wait on nobody else. See, you come to church and you wait. Well, somebody may look at me. Let them look. Let them look. If you want to jump, jump. If you want to run, run. Let them look. Hallelujah. It's your God. He's your God. So praise him. Hallelujah. I believe in praising God. I believe in him. Sister Frieda was up, boy. She's a, oh, that's your feet. She was going at it. And she said, I came to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We want to thank the Lord for being here today. I thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. I've had this message for about a week or two and been, you know, kind of a little well, you know. And I said, Lord, give me this word. And so the other day he just woke me up and just put something in my heart. And I begin to study it. Praise the Lord. You know, the word is so good. I don't care how old you get, how long you've been reading it. You, when you pick it up, it's like you never read none before. Praise the Lord. But when it come handy, it's there. I want to encourage you today. To get back in to read the word. Well, I read it. No. You didn't hear me. No. This is your life. This is your life. Amen. And so don't get up in the morning. First thing you should say is, good morning, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. And the next thing you should do is on your knees. How long you stay there? Because I tell the Lord a lot of times, I say, you know, people want to stay to say, well, I prayed for 3 hours. But did you pray for 3 hours? You sit down there. You know what I'm saying? You're just down there. You know what I'm saying? But God loves you to come to him. Do y'all know what hallelujah means? It means that he gives you the right to praise him how you want to. I heard it. It gives you, when you say hallelujah, that means you have the right now to just go in and just praise however you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I said, thank you, Jesus. I'm glad to see all of you, my father's children, and the little visitor, I guess it's Gwen's friend, I suppose, right? Praise the Lord. Well, you welcome. All of you are welcome. So glad to see Frieda. I was like, hey, Frieda. And so glad to see, hey. Oh, I'm just so glad to see God's people in the house of the Lord. I'm telling you, we won't be long that you're going to be there. You're going to come with, hey, you're going to come because that's the only place you're going to have to go. Amen. So I'm not going to make you unhappy today. I ain't going to do too much damage. Just enough to get you going next week. We got to get going, you know. Give God a real another praise and we're going to. You may be seated. Jackie came to church last week and she asked me to. So I'm going to sing this song for Jackie. This is for all of us, but it's a beautiful. Shackled by a heavy burden, neath a load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me. And now I am no longer the same. He touched me. Oh, he touched me.
and all the joy that filled my soul. Something, did it happen? Happened? Someone showed it happened. And now I know that he touched me and he made me whole. Since I met this blessed Savior, since he cleansed and made me whole, I will never cease to praise him. I'll shout it while eternity rolls. Sing it with me. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and he made me whole. Since I met this man called Jesus, did he touch somebody here? And you didn't get up and testify about it. But since we sang, you want to tell how he touched you. Come on, tell me how he touched you and made you whole. Anybody here that he touched and made whole? Nobody? Nobody made whole here today, huh? Come on. Yes, Lord. Isn't that awesome? Oh, now the Holy Ghost said it, honey. I ain't said nothing. But wait, well, sister, I don't want to interfere with your testimony. But God, I was going to ask him, did you tape that? Did you tape what the Lord said he was going to do? I want the tape, please. Because God just said that last week. Go ahead. Go ahead, sister. Wow. What he say? Y'all better catch what God say. You know, Al caught it. Let me tell you, Al, years ago we were in a center. We were ministering down on Olive. And the Lord said a word. He said, debt cancellation. And God began to cancel debts. I had a debt that was over 1,000, it's 2,000. They wrote me and said, don't send no more money. Your debt is paid. Now, listen to this. When God said it, it's going to happen. So now I know God said it. Because a lot of times, we stand up as ministers and we say, but we have to listen to what he said. Because if it's God speaking, sometimes you be gone. You don't really hear everything he said. But he did say that. He did say that. He did say that. What else he say? What we got to, we got to get that tape. Praise the Lord. Somebody else I heard that God done blessed. Don't hold back now what God say, because it blesses us. You come in, and then that helps other people to believe. It gives you faith. So I'm looking for all kind of testimonies, sister. Thank you for your testimony. Thank you for standing up, because I'm looking for God to do what he say. Amen. So, Lord, I just want to thank you for that. I thank you. And forgive me for not getting the tape last week, Lord, but I'm going to get it today, and I'm going to listen to it, because I know you said it. And I just want to thank him for it. Let's go first to the word. Hallelujah. You don't have to stand up this time, but I praise God. I want to thank him for today. I thank him, Lord. I thank God for the Holy Ghost that leads and guides us into all truth. Hallelujah, Jesus. If you have received the Holy Spirit, you need to. And it ain't what you think. It's God, Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's God. It's, he said if you would obey him, him and his Father would come in and make abode. Him and praise God. Hallelujah. That's kind of, but anyway, that's what he said. And so I want to encourage you all to seek the Holy Spirit. Seek him. You know, somebody say you can't get refilled, but that ain't what the Acts said. You know, they was getting a refilling Acts. Praise the Lord. So we need a refilling. We need a filling of the Holy Ghost, because we cannot go in this world and know something without the Holy Spirit. I want to go in, hallelujah, but first I want to ask God to bless the service, bless the word. You know, bless it, Lord, and let me preach it with the anointing that you gave me. I was just feeling so good. I just want to thank you, Father. And I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing for Brother Al and the word, and for you all that listen to the word of God. It should make you feel glad. It should make you, and all of a sudden you should get something, a flower should jump out of there, and something that you didn't know should jump out. Keep on reading it. I'm telling you, he will open this word and you'd be so happy you don't know what to do. Hallelujah. Because there's a lot of things here we haven't even read. I've read the Bible a couple times over, but it's some things here I ain't even read. Did you know that? But he will give you what you need. He would, y'all, let me see, y'all got the little phones that come up with your verse on it. Mostly everybody. I'm telling you, for the months when in my trial, I'm telling you, every time I needed it, it was there. It was like he was talking right to me, because he is talking to you. Hallelujah. Put your name in the Bible. Put your name where it say, he that said, Celeste is standing in the secret place of the Most High. No evil gonna befall me. Neither the any plague gonna come by my dwelling. Cause he gonna give me, hallelujah, hallelujah, he gonna lift me up lest I dash my foot against a stone. Put your name there. You be talking, David said, no, you say. And I've been doing it. Praise the Lord. I want to go to the 1 Samuel, will you? 2 Samuel, please. I want you to go with me. 2 Samuel, the 11th chapter. And then I'm gonna go over in Peter. And I'm thinking that's where I'm going to spin off from. And I was sitting there, I was listening to what Al was saying. God, what you do with this? And Al, that's what I said. He gave me first, he gave me 2 Samuel, and then he gave me this. And I said, how'd that go with that? But I want to entitle this message, We Either Sober, Don't Be Drunk. You're sober in what you're doing for God. Are you in a drunken state or you tipsy? Now I know about it. Now I never drank, but I was around a lot of drinking folks. So don't start the drinking. I'm going to explain that to you. Don't start drinking nothing that's not good for you spiritually. Don't take a sip, because a sip will nip and a nip will lead to something else and going on down the road. So I'm going to read 2 Samuel. And it came to pass, 2 Samuel, the 11th chapter, beginning at the first verse. Lord, bless this word. And it came to pass after the year that was expired, at the time when kings go forth to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him and all Israel. And they destroyed the children of Ammon and besieged Rabbah. But David tarried still in Jerusalem, at Jerusalem. It came to pass in an even time that David rose from his bed and walked up on the roof of the king's house. And from the roof, he saw. Be careful of what you saw. And Elijah saw too. Remember how he saw, and I preached on that, he saw what Jezebel had said to him, that he was going to kill him. I'm going to kill you tomorrow for what you did. I'm going to kill you. And the Bible say, and when Elijah saw that, he ran. So some about saw and stuff. It didn't say see, it say saw. I'm going to explain it to you, okay. He saw a woman washing herself. Now, come on, David. And the woman was very beautiful to look upon. But then the Lord showed me that David took a drink. See, when he saw this woman, instead of going back in the palace, he stayed up there. And now he's beginning to drink. He's beginning to drink now. A little sip. He says, oh, she's really beautiful. She's washing. So in them days when women went and washed, that means they was getting cleansed from, you know what, women. So she was clean, the Bible say. And David sent, okay, now he getting drunk, and inquired after the woman. He getting tipsy. And one said, is this not Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite? Now, wait a minute. And David sent message. He done got plumbly drunk. He know the Bible say thou shalt not commit adultery. He knows the Bible say thou shalt not covet. See, he done broke almost all the commandments because the Bible say thou shalt not covet. Thy neighbor's wife, thy neighbor anything, thou shalt not covet. So here he is sipping. He took the first sip when he saw her. He should have turned right back around and said, oh, no, devil. But he didn't. He kept looking. If you keep on in the things that you go in, you're going to get drunk. And you're going to wonder what you're doing here. Because drunk people can't make right decisions. Now I'm talking about spiritual now. Don't y'all get carnal on me. And David sent and inquired after the woman. And one said that they told her who she was. David sent messengers and took her. He thought about she's a man's wife and that the man was out there fighting for Israel. He ain't thought about none of that. Here's a man that knew God. In one description, he said, I will, in the 100 of the Psalms, he said, I will sit no evil before my eyes. That's why he said that. I'm not going to sit no evil before my eyes. In 110, I think it's 110-4, somewhere like that. He says that. So David sent and inquired after the woman and said, is not this Bathsheba, daughter of... And David sent messages and took her. And she came in unto him and he lay with her. But she was purified from her uncleanness. And she returned unto her house. But children of God, you, not even David, you can't do nothing and get back. We go into that. Y'all know how he tried. You know how long that was? A couple years. You know how long? And then in the 32nd Psalms, one of the Psalms, he said, blessed is the man who the Lord did prove the iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silent, my bones roared. I'm just roaring because your hand was heavy upon me. Yeah, he was King David, but the hand of God was heavy upon David for what he had done. He was not pleased with. Now, here's a man God turns around and say, he, hallelujah, it's what he say. What did he say about David? Y'all know? Man after my own heart. Now, I'm going to help you right here. I'm not giving you a license to sin. I'm not giving you a license to sin. It's a terrible thing he paid. He couldn't sleep at night. He probably lost weight. He probably was just miserable because he knew he had done wrong. And then from that union came a child that God wouldn't let him keep. God took the child. So you're not going to get by in your sin. Amen. But if you sin, you have an advocate. Look how wonderful Jesus is. But listen, that was a term. He not only covered, he bore false witness. He broke all the Ten Commandments. And he said, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal. He stole the man's wife. He broke them all. But then he turned around and said, blessed is the man unto whom the Lord does not uproot iniquity. Lord, don't write this down because I paid the price. I paid the price of forgiveness. I asked God to forgive me. I cried and I prayed. Hallelujah. Now God said, this is a man after my own heart. And David knew God. Hallelujah. So when the next child was born, praise the Lord, he didn't know what God was going to do. Praise God, for this child was from Bathsheba, the woman that he had sinned with. This was Bathsheba's child. Hallelujah. That one died. But then he did have a child by her. You know, God is a good God. I say God is a good God. If there's somebody here, and I don't know none of y'all. These are my kids, but I don't know y'all. You know, I don't go home with you. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad I don't. I don't visit too many folks. I don't. You know what I mean? Because you know too much about them. So, grandmama don't mean it. I will come to see you once a year. But, you know, you stay with people around, folks, you know too much about them. Praise the Lord. But there are people in God on that's streaming. People that's listening. They done something terrible. I don't know what it was. But if you go to God, like David did. Don't shuck. Don't play. Ask God to help you. He will. Because he said, be sober. And when you sober, you can think right. He will sober you up from your drunken sin. Oh, I like that. I didn't have that in there. When sin will make you drunk. Sin will make you do things that you wouldn't do as a, you know what I'm saying? You'll find yourself doing some things. You the devil, what am I doing here? What am I doing this? But the Lord will forgive. I want to tell you, whoever, God has come to forgive you of your sin. Now, all you got to do now is forgive yourself. But if you're honest and you go to God and say and repent of your sin. David said, I repented of my transgressions. I did not hide my sin and my iniquity from God. In the 32nd chapter, I think it is. Praise the Lord. He said, but I repented of my sin. Now listen, whenever God give a pastor or anybody something, go to them first. And not to you. You can be happy when your heart is clean. Praise the Lord. You know, we come to church and sometimes this church be on fire. I've been really asking God about that. I really have. I said, Lord, what is that about? What is that about? Well, let's read some more and see if you can figure it out. 1 Peter. I'm going to go to 1 Peter, the fifth chapter. 1 Peter 5. I didn't have any more. I had some more scriptures, but we're going to do this. I'm going to start with the sixth verse. Humble yourself, 5. I'm going to start with the sixth verse. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due season, casting all your cares upon him, for he care for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour. And I looked up all these words because I wanted to know what it meant. I mean, to be vigilant is to be very serious about what, you know, people ain't serious about their walk with God. You need to be serious about your walk. If God say don't do it, then don't do it. You ain't got to go to that why can I do it and try to find a reason that you could do it. If you know you shouldn't do it, then don't do it. Then the devil devour. You know what devour means? To eat quickly. To eat it up very greedily, quickly. So devil is walking around to eat you up. And he ain't ready to play with you. You get into something, he'll eat you up. If God don't help you and rescue you, praise the Lord. That's good. If you don't call up on the Lord in where you are, you won't get no help. And he will devour you and you won't ever get up. But if you confess your sins, he's willing and just to forgive your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness, said the Lord. He said, be sober, be vigilant. Whom resists steadfast in the faith. He resists. I heard the sister say she resisting that devil. That's right. Knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you suffered a while. Come on now. Now you're getting done something else. Make you perfect. You know what perfect means? I wrote it down. Shucking. I love this thing. I just fell in love with this. I'm like, hell, I really got to love in this. He'll make you perfect. You know what perfect is, don't you? You can be perfect in God. And we was talking this morning. I said, Lord, now you said you make me perfect. He'll make you perfect. What else? He after you suffer, now what you got to do now? So there's two messages. You got to suffer now. You got to go through. You got to go through. Uh-oh, here it is. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Your friend, they want you to go things, and we were talking about this morning, and places that you don't want to go or do and ain't supposed to do, and you scared that she'll never talk to you no more. Who do you love? It's getting out. Who do we love? If you got a friend that's taking you to the left and you want to go to the right, who do you love? Oh, it's quiet in here, Lord. Ain't nobody saying nothing. Ain't nobody saying nothing, Lord. We got to figure out who we going to love here. figured out now who you're going to love. Praise the Lord. We was talking this morning. It was a wonderful Sunday school. Y'all missing out. You come to Sunday school. Oh, it's great. And we were talking about, praise the Lord, you know, about God and about the things, you know, like we was trying to decide which, what is that, the scripture, what was that scripture we was talking about? Well, you don't love the world. Love not the world. That's right. Or the things that are in the world. For if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Let me just simple that. We ain't going to go that way. But I'm saying, hallelujah, if it's God, if you know, hallelujah, that this person, is not good for you. If this person is not helping you, if this person is not doing anything to bring you up in the Lord, you know, you can't ever pray with this person. You can't never talk about God because they're not interested in God. Come on now. Hallelujah. Then you need to get rid of that person. You need to get rid of them. I'm telling you, I don't know. Here I go, Al. I don't know where I'm going down this way. You got to get rid of the things that's going to hinder you. It's not wrong that you get rid of things that's going to hinder you. You are right. Hallelujah. I said you are right in what you do. I was telling the class this morning. In my younger, I remember when because I've been saved a long time. But in my walk with Christ, I had someone really love me. She asked me she said, would you keep my kids while we go down somewhere and have a party? They was going down to celebrate. And I know what sinners do celebrate because I was raised with sinners. I said, no. Everybody in the house jumped on me. You think you bad. You think you bad. And they was going to pay me $30. I'll never forget it. Keep my kids just 2 days, and we be back Sunday, and I'll give you $30. That was a lot of money back when this was $30, boy. I could buy me a new purse with it. Now, you know I don't buy no purse called 30. Praise the Lord. And I said, no, I can't keep your kids to let you go and do something I don't believe in. Now, maybe she not told me. I don't know. So I was jumped on and talked about. Sunday came. The Lord spoke to my prayer partner. I ain't told nobody. Go to the woman of God. And she called me woman of God. Go get Celeste $30. She said, and she, during this time, people didn't. I'm telling you, I missed that. I'm sorry. Because people prayed in them days. People had discernment in them days. But she said, go and give her $30. She left. I said, girl, why are you so late coming? She said, oh, baby. She liked to laugh. Said, oh, that's all right, honey. That's all right. I'm here now. You know? I was wondering why she was late. Because she was late. She went by my house, which was out in Berkeley. And she gave him gave my husband then gave him $30. Said, give this to Celeste when she come home. And so he said, well, put it under this. And we had a little statue on the top. And it was, you know, he slid it under there. So I'm thinking, you know, trying to get in good graces with people, you know. Well, you know, I had to do what I felt, you know. But the Lord showed them a thing or two. Because when I came home, the $30 was under there that was promised me for doing something I didn't agree with. Come on, children of God. I don't care if it's your mama, your dad, and this, I ain't going to tell this close to me. I don't care if it's your mama, your dad, or whoever it is. You're going to have to say, mother, I just can't do that. Sister, I can't do this. Brother, I can't do that. Oh, I'm talking to somebody. You got to make your mind up who you going to serve. It ain't that so much of that. Who do you love? Who do we love? When we get down, who do we go to? Hallelujah. He deserved, you sung it today. You deserve the glory. You deserve the praise. You deserve us being faithful to you. You deserve it, Lord. Praise the Lord. Because when I get through doing what they want me to do, I can't get nothing from them. And when you do, love God and serve him, it'll come up like her. That's a drop in the bucket. I don't care if it's 20,000, it's a drop in the bucket to what God want to do for his people. God got some around the corner for you, that those that love him. Now, I'm going to tell you, you people that's people who love God, God is rich. He said, you know, God owns everything. The gold and the silver, he says, is his. Everything belongs to our God. I don't understand why we think. Why don't you just look up? You ever looked up at the clouds? Oh, my God, what's up there? Where do the sky stop? I know I say this all day, I can't help it. When I look at the greatness of God, when I watch up, you know, what is it, the science programs, or the, you know, where all the fish be under the sea, and it be every color and every kind of, some be ugly. I say, oh, Lord, that's an ugly one there. I say, oh, Lord, you did something. And the variety, or he didn't just make one, he made variety, finding stuff that they hadn't even found way back yonder. You serve a great God. You serve a great God. You serve a great God. He's able. I said he's able. He's able to do. Hallelujah. And so I'm wondering about you. I told the Lord, I said, God, I don't want my church sick. I'm concerned about it. Well, yet, you know, we're human. You also God's child. Say, I'm God's child. Well, sister, that we live in a broken world. Sure. Well, that other piece that wasn't broken, I'm on that side. They might have broke it, but I ain't on that side. Amen. And God want us well. He want us well, children of God. If I say, come on, let's go to, I don't feel good. Come on, let's pray. I can't come to prayer, ma. Come, I can't. The church can't do nothing because they ain't feeling well. You know what I'm saying? They ain't feeling well, so they can't do nothing. My church, I'm going to tell y'all something. You got to do what you got to do. Now take that. You got to do what you got to do. I ain't got to tell you a point. You got to do what you got to do. And you know what it is. And they don't just keep on praying, oh, God. He just looking at you, poor child. Not that he don't look at you. He looks at all his children. He loves us. But when he see you doing what you're supposed to do, this is what you're going to get your blessing. He see you striving to do what you need to do. And you know exactly what I'm saying. If we need to stop talking or whatever it is, you got to do what you got to do. Praise God. So he said, if you suffer a while, he'll make you perfect. He'll establish you. Or you'll be down where you won't be up and down. You be established in the faith. You ain't up and one day you're down. The next day you don't know what to do. Praise the Lord. And he will strengthen you. Ain't that something? It gets so tired. I'm telling you. Trials will wear you out. I mean, your kids will wear you out. Somebody that's against you will wear you out. But the Lord say he will strengthen you. When you get down, he's going to strengthen you. So stay sober, children of God. Jesus told us to watch and pray. Watch and pray. So much as the day is coming. He said, watch and pray. He said, watch and pray. He didn't go up to Peter and them and say, well, you know I've been in the garden praying a long time. I know you was tired. He not making excuses for us, children of God. I know you're tired. So I'm going to just, you know, thank you for even coming. Thank you for even coming. No, he didn't say that. He said, why couldn't you watch? He said, why couldn't you watch an hour? Now, that's what he needed, an hour. Now, you know, I'm not saying everybody, you know, my thing is I'm crazy. But he said, why couldn't you not watch with me 1 hour? You sleep. Oh, now Peter going to get up and be really bad now. He going to get up and cut a man's ear off. Well, this ought to make up for that hour I didn't watch. He going to jump up when the people came in. Oh, he bad, boy. He pulled that thing. He was trying to cut that man's head off. He wasn't looking at his ear. Praise the Lord. He swung that. Oh, I'm going to fight for you, Jesus. God is not looking for a physical fight. He's looking for your spirit to come up to where he is because the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. He's not looking for you to talk about, you better not say nothing to me. I'm going to slap her down. I know you feel like it sometimes, slapping the heck out of somebody. Praise the Lord. But that ain't what he's looking for. He's looking for us to yield to his spirit. Let him do our battle. Let him fight for us. He's going to fight for you. And he fight for you, boy, you're going to be fit for. When he fight for you. Praise the Lord. I'm thinking about Joshua. They went up when Syria was against them. They went up. Thank you, Holy Spirit. They went up and they couldn't get to the Syrians because they came up one way, they would see them. And by the way, I'm going to tell this first. And so Joshua said, let's go up. He said, let's go up. And if they tell us to come up, we know the Lord has delivered them into our hands. But if they tell us something else, then we'll know that God ain't did that for Israel. But if let them men say, come on up here, you're scared or something, he said, then we'll know. So him and his armor bearer was down at the foot of the hill. Poor Israel was out there trembling in their boots. Saul, who had not obeyed God, was trembling in his boots. Back there, what are we going to do when the Syrians come down and whoop us and kill us and all? So they went. So Jonathan and his friend went to where where they could see the men. They looked up. Oh, there's some of those Jews. There they have them Hebrews. Ha ha ha! Come on up here. Come up here if you think you're smart and you can whoop us. Come on up. Now it was two men. They went up there and tore the camp up. All the watchmen, they whooped them. Now, hallelujah. Now something happened that the Syrians that were there, I mean hundreds, they thought somebody had come up there, praise the Lord, from another tribe and had about 50,000 or 100,000 men. They started killing themselves up. All they had to do was stand back and see, oh God, and see the salvation of the Lord. I'm telling you something I know. If you stand up, if you shut your mouth up and you stand, you can see the salvation of the Lord. But if you think you know where you're going, if you think you know what's going to happen and what you're supposed to do, you're going to end up losing the battle. But they fought. When they got up there, I'm telling you, that they killed each other. They got all confused. They got all, because God will confuse your enemy. I say, God will confuse that devil. You think somebody gets you? God will confuse that devil. So when he went back and told King Saul, said, they said, we saw the people running up there. He said, why are they running? But he didn't know what Jonathan was. He said, where's Jonathan? I don't know. But he was just so sick. I want you to tell y'all to read it. And when he came back, he said, send somebody up there. We went up there, all them people were dead. They done left all the good stuff down there. Uh-oh. Oh, I'm telling you, God killed your enemy. Woo, you're going to pick up all that good stuff they leaving. Oh, pray God, get ready to make these sinners give up. Hallelujah. He said he was going to give it to us. And I believe it. I believe it. I say I believe it. Do you believe it? People going to start getting things they didn't even know was coming their way. If we'll stand for God. I say if we'll stand for God. You got it all planned. There's nothing wrong with planning. There ain't nothing wrong with it. But I'm telling you, God going to overplan you. I say, if you stand for God, God gonna overplan you. I didn't know this was coming. I didn't know that was coming. Let me tell you what happened. This lady, her name was Campbell, Sister Campbell. They were so poor, her husband was a drunk. Her husband was a drunk. And, people drink up everything, the money. And she couldn't, he would go out the house. What you have all these kids for? Slamming doors and, talk about what you having all these kids for? And that Jesus you talking about. So one day she told God, she said, Lord, I can't take no more. I'm talking about God finding your bell now. So he worked in his brother-in-law's lumber shop. He went to work and the Holy Ghost, when she said, I can't take no more, the Holy Ghost got him. And he just trembling. He didn't cry. They said, what's the matter with this boy? What's the matter with him? Her name was Wendy. What's the matter with him? He just trembling. I don't know. I don't know. And he was a Scottish. I don't know. I don't know. Say, take him to Wendy. I always take him to the wife, something. So they took him to Wendy and she sent him down. I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with me. And the Holy Ghost, she said, call him. Call him. She said, call him and tell him to save me. He said, oh, Lord. He said, save me. And I'm telling you, the Lord saved that man, shook that mess out of him, saved him. And he walked around 3 days, crying for 3 whole days. He was that sinful. He said, but when he walked out, he said, the trees look different. The flowers look different. Okay, now during this time, Wendy was taking care of this doctor's daughter, who was a drunk, because they say Scottish people be drunk because that's what they make Scotch whiskey at. So they meet more drunks over there. She was taken care of. This woman, hallelujah. So she put the doctor's house up for sale. That was her son. Put it up for sale. Now, this was the woman who had the children. And so the Lord told Wendy, say, y'all go back. She said, baby, we ain't got no money. We ain't got nothing. But let's obey. So they went in, you know. He said the carpet was so plush, they went down in it, you know, you step and go down in the carpet like grass. You know? And he said, God, let me tell you something. God, get me to give you something that's going to be so out of your way, your need. You better take it. Hallelujah. That you ain't going to know what in the world to do with this. Right? So they went and they sat down. And she said, baby, look and say, y'all come to buy the house? How you going back? He said, well, we can go to the bank and the bank may give us a loan. And she said, well, Wendy, I got to think about this. Because, you know, I don't know if I want nobody to go into the bank. You know what I'm saying? I want somebody, you know, because they couldn't pay for it, you know. And so they were so ashamed. She said, come back tomorrow. Now they're thinking all night. You told us to go, Lord. God telling you to do something? Don't get discouraged if don't come before, because he's setting stuff up for you. She went back the next day. She said, Wendy, I saw how you took care of these kids for my brother. I saw it. And she talked to him. She said, I love what you did. Here's the keys to the house. It's yours. We should be the same God. I said the same God. The house had 14 rooms in it. So what she did, she invited in poor people and people that didn't have children. So, you know what I mean? She kept right on the work that God had given her. But God gave them that house. They didn't have to pay nothing. Gave them the keys. God got other keys. God got other blessings. He gonna bless you if you just obey him. Praise the Lord. God is going to bless us, children. I ain't putting me up. Hey, me too, Lord. Sure. He's going to bless us. This is my season. What about yours? Praise the Lord. So he's going to establish you. If you stop drinking from what the devil give you to drink, and if you know it's something that ain't supposed to be that's going to take you down, put that bottle down. Don't even drink it. Don't even sip. Because when you start to sip, you're going to get tipsy, and you ain't going to know what you're doing. Now, stay with me spiritually now. We know in the natural what it does. And it does the same thing in the spirit. Does the same thing. When you are sober, you can make good decisions. When you are sober, let me wrote down some things I can give to you. Praise the Lord. When you're sober. Hallelujah, Jesus. When you're sober, hallelujah, you have a proper understanding concerning which we, things that we are and where the enemy is. Now, we want to fight the devil, but if we are sober, God can get a hold to our minds. We can see where the enemy is attacking, and we can see how we could fight him back. We don't even know how to fight these battles. I've come to church and thought, Lord, I don't know what to do. But when you sober, if you stay sober-minded, watchful unto prayer. Jesus said to watch your prayer. That means sober. Stay sober. Stay sober. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And sober, we'll be clear about the directions we're supposed to go. So if you sit there, I don't know what I should do. I've said it many times myself. So we must be watchful unto prayer. We must pray and we must trust God. Praise the Lord. And the things, hallelujah, that's making us drunk, making us drunk. You know what drunkenness causes? It causes sorrow. It causes a contention, like disagreements. You know when you're drunk, you can't, oh, thank you, Jesus. When the church is drunk, when you got these, thank you, Holy Ghost. When you got the contentious church, people can't get along. They're drunk. You know, you sitting over here, and that one can't speak to that one because she done said, well, she won't let me work on the so-and-so. I'm teaching somewhere. I'm teaching some people that's not, you know, that I've taught for years. And the door opened for me. See, would you come and, Pastor, would you come and take the third Thursday, me and Gwen go? But I saw in these people, no matter where I start, ask Gwen, I end up with forgiveness. I can start on row your boat and I'll end up. I can, in the beginning was the word. I'll end up. We get over into forgiveness. And I told Gwen, I said, and then one of the girls got up. She said, we're going to stop right here. Now, she ain't talking about the word. We weren't even studying that. She said, when you come back, Pastor, we're going to take up right here. Because the church is awful. It's awful. But do you know not if you don't love your brother, you ain't saved. You're walking in darkness, what the Bible say. You got to love. Love is the first thing that you're supposed to do. Love is what you know. If you can't love your brother, how you going to love God? You never seen him. So the contentions that come from drunkenness, it said cause contention. I wrote a few more things down. Pray the contention. It caused heated arguments. It caused you hurting people's feelings. You hurt people's feelings. That's not good. That's what drunk people babbling. They say let's go to what is that scripture about drunkenness? Be not drunk with wine, but be sober-minded. Hallelujah. Drunkenness alters your thinking. Drunkenness does. You're unbalanced. You know, when the people get drunk, I know when I was a kid, you know, they'd be walking and staggering around. Well, how are you going to make decisions when you're staggering around? Come on, church, God. Let's stop staggering around. Come on, church. Let's get up and ask God to help us. Lord, help us to stay sober. And when Lord gave me this, I've been praying all week, Lord, help me to stay sober. Lord, keep myself. Lord, please don't let me drink of anything that's going to make me drunk. Praise God. Father, I deliver my soul. I've given you what God gave me. I was really excited about it. And I want the minister to let me know I'm not talking about natural drunkenness as such. I'm using it as a spiritual implication. Hallelujah. But there's so many of us in the church drunk. That's why the church can't get along. We get along in this church now. Because it's just a few, but we get along. We feel like everybody's a brother and a sister. This is our brother. This is our sister. We feel that way. We honestly do. Praise God. When somebody like the Flippos are missing today because he was not well. But, you know, we love each other. We was talking about that in Bible study, how the Lord has given us this love for one another. That's supposed to be in everywhere. It's supposed to be in the home. It's supposed to be everywhere. We're supposed to love one another. If we don't love one another, what in the world? What's going on? We got to love each other. She was hurt. She said, now, do I go have to tell her I'm going to forgive you what you... You know what I'm saying? You know, it's never me that, you know, that I'm feeling bad is the way I'm thinking about you. It's you. God will fix her. You got to fix you. I said, you got to fix you. You can't go and try to fix her. This in the church. That's why our church is just a lot of folks and nothing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now, I'm thankful for the Holy Ghost. Anybody, I don't care if it's a long-standing wound. I don't care if you're 10, 12, 13, 20. Step out. When you step, Lord, know what he's doing. When you step in this aisle, God is going to free you. It's not your thing. When you step out in this aisle, God's going to free you. God said when you step in this aisle, he's going to free you. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you, it takes God to free you. It's something in your heart. You can't take it, but he can. And so at this time, the Holy Spirit is the tough. Praise the Lord. It's been really getting you down, child. This thing been getting you down, sister. Hold you in the name of Jesus. He's moving. Loose. In the name of Jesus. Loose, oh Lord. And Jesus, loose. In Jesus' name. He said he would do it, sister. Praise God. Then you ain't going to be suffering with this longer. You've been with this a little while. In Jesus' name. And you're going to come back and give your testimony. He's going to dig it out, sister. You came at the right time. I have anything against your brother. But you came at the right time, my dear sister. Praise God. And God is. Praise. We all need to know who Jesus is. Pray, he's wonderful. Praise the Lord. It's gone. Is it gone, girl? Okay, go ahead and tell him. Thank him. He couldn't nobody do it but him. Jesus did it. Jesus, you tell everybody Jesus did. When you want to tell him, it's Jesus. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. Should have came and didn't come. I'm asking God to work on you. You know, this ain't no play. You know, vigilant is something taken serious. God told us to be vigilant. You know, your soul is a serious matter. Let me tell you what happened. I like to watch people doing house. You know, flip the house and flip it and turn it over and do this. You know, sell it. Lord, would you come and get me if I be watching this? He said, if you get your mind to. I don't know how to. You know, I like to see the aftermath. You know how they. You know, what is it? What is the name of it? But yeah, so is. But they she got such a talent. And when she get through putting up a wheel on the wall or whatever, she just got so much talent. Hallelujah. Flip it. I'm forgetting. But anyway, I like her. The flipper flop is that other one. See, I watch them all. That's why I had to say, Lord, what? Wait a minute now. You know, sometimes they come on one after another. And I'm thinking, Lord, this is an hour. Oh, Jesus, no. Hallelujah. Now, between it, my mind stay on the Lord. But then, you know, but my mind is on the Lord. Sometimes I got my mind on the Lord and it's on. In my mind, because I only like it too. And I be in there with him and I be, you know. But I'm not fooling myself. I'm going to be vigilant. I ain't going to tell you to be vigilant. I'm going to be vigilant. And if I see the too much of something, No, it's no, y'all rush, I don't rush it, deal or no deal. I say, devil, it's no deal. I say, it's no deal. Deal or no deal, it's no deal. Bam! You know the little thing they do, now I've seen that, I don't even know what be going on there. But sometimes when you flip in the channel, if a deal or no deal come up, and the guy say, deal or no deal. And I said, no, it ain't no deal. I said, this is no deal, devil. No deal, devil. I'm not dealing with you. No deal. You ought to tell the devil no deal. Tell the devil no deal. Hallelujah. He asked you deal. He gonna try to deal with you. You know, bam. No deal. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'll give you such and such a thing. No deal. I'm going to take care of you and your baby. No deal. No deal. Now, if you got to do something, well, you got to be engaged. Oh, don't let me get into that. I thought I was through preaching. Oh, my God. You got your ring. What about the ring? Oh, my God. I didn't get a ring till I had my third child, and she was about 2 or 3 years. And that's 3 years. Now, I was married to my husband about 9 years before I ever got a ring because he couldn't afford it. Amen. Women, don't let this booger tell you that. You know, give you a ring so you can be his cook. You know, whatever you want. Why you got to get married for? I won't go into it now. I don't want to get bad. I want to stay intelligent here. Women, don't believe that. Don't believe it. Baby, I'm going to marry. When? When I get some money. Well, we living together now. What you mean money? I can't afford to get married. This is in our generation. I can't afford it. You can't afford to stay with this dude and Jesus come and you stand with that dude. You can't afford that. Because you're going to be in hell. I don't care what you say. Get a Lord of clear. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you go. Father, I just love your people. I want to see all of us go on. I want to see us go on to higher heights and deeper depths. Praise the Lord. I want to see this, Lord. I want to see this in young people. And oh, you know, I just want to see it. So I'm thanking you, Lord, for your word. I deliver my soul, and I do pray that it helps somebody. Praise the Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you would just let us take the word home and eat it. Don't let us put it aside and say, oh, that was a good message, you know. No, let us eat this word. I ask it in Jesus' name. The Lord be with you. The Lord sanctify you. Hallelujah. Lord, lift up his eyes upon you. Lift up his countenance. Oh, God. The Lord give you peace and glory. The Lord give you, hallelujah, traveling mercy. The Lord give you all the mercy that you need. For he is a God of grace and mercy. Hallelujah. Let him go back with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank him for what he's done for you today. Praise the Lord, because he has moved today. For he is God and there is none other. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil take nothing from you. Hallelujah. Lord, take a stake. And like they did in the old days, nail it down. This is mine. I've got this. God be with you. God love you. Praise the God be with you. I love you, saints. Pray for me in Jesus' name.